Our guest on this afternoon's program is Glenn Rich, foreign student advisor at Cal Poly. Welcome to our program, Glenn.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Glenn, I suppose since our subject is foreign students, it might be a good idea for us to find out something about those at Cal Poly. How many are there and where do they come from?
The last academic year, we had 387 students representing 64 different countries. Large groups were from Iran, Pakistan, and Africa as a continent had a large group.
This should give you quite a cosmopolitan atmosphere on campus, Glenn.
Yes, it does. Although the foreign students are here for academic studies primarily, we can't help but think that extracurricular activities have a large impact upon this, and we do our best to provide a well-rounded program for them.
What are some of the activities that are for the foreign students, Glenn?
Well, we could divide these into two groups. We could say that we have our campus activities and then our community activities. Mm-hmm. The campus activities, these students have a choice of many clubs. From the activities office, we have about 100 total clubs. These are divided then into special interest groups, into departmental groups, and then the foreign students themselves have their own area groups or ethnic groups. In the community, we have several programs going. We have the host family program. We have the program service. We try to provide housing for them. And orientation programs and things of this type.
Well, I imagine that a foreign student, if he wants to, could find quite a variety of things to do.
Yes, he can. In their own ethnic groups, of course, they narrow it down to their own countries. They bring speakers in from outside. But we have this people-to-people organization, which exposes them to the American students a little bit more in the way of extracurricular activities.
I imagine this is a pretty valuable experience, isn't it, Glenn?
Yes, I think it is. The American students gain as much from it as the foreign students do.
I think that one of the activities I've heard a lot about is your International Week. Can you tell us something of that?
Well, during International Week, we have the students take part in a program to where the student body as well as the community is invited. And we ask the students to perform for the community and for the students. They sing, dance, put on skits, and bring before the public of this community many of their cultures. And I think everybody has a lot to learn from this.
Mm-hmm. Glenn, one of the things I've heard you mention a couple of times as we visited here was the community. Tell us something about these community programs. How do community groups and individual citizens get these students to visit with them?
Well, we really haven't gotten our community program going as strongly as we would like. We're working on strengthening this area. But one of the things that the community could take part in, benefit from, would be our program service. Actually, it's more of the student participation in this situation than the community participation, but students enjoy being invited out to various service organizations, church organizations, or schools to tell the school children, the people of the community, about their cultures. We like to have the organizations invite them and sit at tables with them, dine with them, have lunch with them, where they can become very personally acquainted with them. This is the program service. Then as a result of this, we hope that this will lead into the host family program, where as a result of the professional men, women, getting acquainted with them at their organizational meetings, that they will want to invite them to their homes and have their children meet them.
Well, how would someone invite a student into their home, Glenn?
Well, this is really rather simple. As you become interested in our foreign student program, all you need to do is pick up the telephone and call me at my office. The number there is 546-2376. My secretary will probably answer the phone, and you can let her know what you want.
Well, this sounds like a rather easy thing to do, Glenn. I'm sure that some of our listeners may want to contact you, and maybe we should give them your telephone number again. It was 546-2376. Our guest on this afternoon's program has been Glenn Rich, foreign student advisor at Cal Poly.